trucks from the 2022 and 2023 model years. Toyota says damaged components will be repaired or replaced. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 94 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 63. This is SRN News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
Don't settle for what Uncle Sam wants to give you. Get to Toyota of Montgomery today, where we'll double your tax refund. This month only, Toyota of Montgomery will double your money. If you have a $1,000 refund, we'll double it to $2,000. $2,000 is now $4,000. $5,000 is now up to $10,000. It gets even better because Toyota of Montgomery has incredible incentives on our new inventory, like the new 2024 Toyota Camry LE, now only $299 a month. Or the best-selling new 2024 RAV4 LE, it's only $349 a month. That's double your refund money up to $10,000 plus save on new Toyotas and more for your trade. Get to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Dealer will match tax refund up to $5,000 in form of dealer discount off TSRP. Example, 2024 Toyota Sequoia Hybrid Capstone 4-wheel drive in transit vehicle. TSRP 84,172. Camry MSRP 30,958. RAV4 MSRP 28,214. 12,000 miles per year for 39 month leases with 3,638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit on sealed new Toyota purchases. Select new Toyota purchases plus taxes, tag, title, and $999. Offers end 2/29/2020.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-632-4055 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-632-4055. That's 800-632-4055. What do you have to lose? Call 800-632-4055. Again, 800-632-4055.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Ohio.
Hi, everybody. Temperatures are running way above normal for February. A little spring preview and also quite breezy well into the evening hours tonight. Clouds increasing overnight. Low temperature very mild, low 64. Tomorrow, I think we're up near 80 once again with scattered showers around, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Kind of windy again tomorrow. And then Thursday, much cooler. A big change with a high temperature barely up to about 60 and quite breezy. Risk of more showers from time to time Thursday night in through Friday and into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CB&S Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to question it from Blue.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, I'll be right with you as soon as I get my head out of my ass. Pardon me, folks. So where was this thing that I wanted to play? This changeover, it's just never long. I'll tell you what, let's eavesdrop on the Fannie Willis hearing for a minute and see what's happening there.
Other than your attorney, who did you speak with today about giving testimony in this case today?
I spoke to my attorneys, Charles Graham and B.C. Chopra.
And I have nothing further, Your Honor.
All right. And again, I'll just double check to make sure. Did Mr. Cromwell ever join us by Zoom?
Your Honor, I think he's still having technical issues.
All right, thank you. So just for the record, Mr. Cromwell has been apparently watching the proceeding. He had waived his client's presence and didn't have any other questions as well. So turning it over to Mr. Abadi.
And I have no questions.
All right. Mr. Bradley, you can step down. Thank you, sir.
Judge, you want these exhibits?
I'll take this one.
Excuses.
That's right.
And what,
just by way of proffer, what about the text?
Just to admit, so when other people asked about the text, some of them weren't in the record today, so I organized them. They're the ones that have been talked about today, so I just organized them. I just wanted for point of reference to have them.
Okay. And do we need Mr. Bradley for that?
I don't believe so.
Have you marked them?
Yes.
Have you showed them to the state?
I gave the copy to the state.
Mr. Bradley, just hang on just for 1 second, just to make sure.
I'll give you all of them.
Hitting all of them?
Yeah, there's only about 3 miles of text.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
I'm so sick of the BSO schmear-zip with these people. Enough already. You lied, you committed felonies, and you belong under the damn jail. Hi, everybody. I'm Greg and Rosie Sidney.
And here they are.
All right, Jeb, dig deep here. I believe we're doing some business with... Are you from Don Duncan?
Yes, sir.
Hey! Welcome to my studio. You need my keys, right?
Oh, I'm bringing something back.
I thought that was the case.
Hold on, let me call.
Talk to Don. See if he wanted to do it today. He's been doing a lot of work for me. And got Mrs. Ritterbuttle new brakes, which is... When we have a car issue, we take it to Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. Oh, what is this? I'm just gonna... Melania is the one and only First Lady. Well, I think we'll... visit that. We have a guest at 3:35, Jerick Williams, running for Congress. And Master Thespian joining us at 5 o'clock. Brent McDonald at 4:05 today.
Right.
So we have a few things, and it'll be at 4:05 again tomorrow as well. This judge in the Fannie Willis hearing, he looks worried. What's the verdict?
Okay, yes, sir. I am taking
it. You are taking it. Okay. It's the beautiful Jack Ingram Nissan Rogue that's out in front. You take the whole set of keys. I trust you.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, man. We're such good people. Is that not the best?
Yeah.
They not only take your excuses away when you're trapped
in a radio studio, they come and get it for you, which is really, really nice. So where was I? Oh, this judge in the Fannie Willis hearing. This guy looks nervous. I think if I were to describe the expression on his face at the moment, and remember, I studied body language in college, so I have an actual pedigree in this field. I would describe it, and Rosie, feel free to agree or disagree, but I would rather be anywhere right now than in this robe, in this hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's wearing that look on his face. Because she can get him. First of all, she has to be removed from office. And that he is or Kriazap Governor Kemp, whose testicles must be the size of raisinettes, he's not going to do anything. He's not going to, because anything that looks like it might be of a benefit to Trump, he's not interested. Because he's just a very, very pink Republican. And so is his attorney general. They don't have the, this is why we lose. This is why we lose, and I hope there's enough momentum from American citizens to put an end to this crap after this next election. It's got to happen. Because we are being destroyed from within. We're always worried about wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. The real war is happening in real time right at our border. And we are assisting the enemy. The president, Mayorkas, all of these jackasses are committing treason in real time. And there have been thousands, for all I know, but I'm certain hundreds of casualties committed by people who don't belong here, who got in because they don't care. They're trying to build a democratic base for the future. And we all know who's in charge of that idea, the fundamental transformation of America. No doubt about who's behind it.
Assalamu alaikum.
That son of a bucket. If I keep up at this pace, I'm in, I make it till 3:30. Because I am really angry right now.
We'll find a way to...
Yeah. So, but it takes the murder of this beautiful student in Georgia. And there have been others that have been killed and maimed, baseball bat attacks in New York City the day before yesterday. It's all being done by these people that they're letting in. If you can't walk into a hellhole like Iran over the border anytime you feel like it, why are we allowing this? To drain our resources, to drive up our debt, destroying, and thank God we had governors who had enough and said, hey, you sanctuary a-holes, you sanctimonious sanctuary a-holes, we're going to send these nice folks to you so you can have direct benefit of their presence in your city. Stop judging us. Show us how it's done. And we're watching Chicago and New York and other cities, or Detroit, overwhelmed, trying to keep up. The other day, or was it earlier today? I forget. In New York, they found a place where 75 migrants were living together, sleeping in shifts. They've taken over New York, which once was the leading city in the world. So pathetic. They're allowing them to come in and destroy. Oh, like David Blackman said, the Roosevelt Hotel and others. Destroy. They think it's a good idea to, whatever the nightly rate is, to use those places because they're going to treat it. They're going to be so grateful to be in America, they'll be treated with respect. And these hotels won't be worth a plug nickel by the time they clear these people out. Hopefully that will be done by Donald Trump. If Trump wins in November, most of them will know what's coming and leave on their own terms. And I would happily pay an additional tax to see them gone, to cover the cost of making them go through the system. A system, by the way, people who play by the rules, they're spending thousands just to do it the right way. That shouldn't be the case either. It's all so wrong. Everything these people touch turns to crap. And by these people, I mean Obama and his... How anybody can look at what's happening in this country right now and say, I'm supporting that. I approve that message. You're nuts. You're nuts. And some, sadly, Rosie, some of these people won't know what they're doing or what they're supporting until a loved one is murdered or the victim of some other horrible crime. And it's too bad that they can't be singled out, because the rest of us get to pay the price, no matter what our political stripes. I am going to take the first break of the hour here, and we'll come back in just a couple of minutes. 316.
Hello, Montgomery County. This is Justin Costanza, candidate for County Commission. I'm proud to have been raised right here in Montgomery, attending Montgomery Catholic and now serving as its school president. I understand the values and needs of our community like no one else. Vote Justin Costanza, District 3 County Commissioner. Working hard to serve our community and improve the lives of its residents is not new to me. Join me and vote March 5th to put faith, service, and leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, PO Box 3961, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And winkle troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Fellow Patriots, this is a call to action. Hi, I'm Cedric Coley, an America First conservative for District 3 of the Montgomery County Commission. I believe our republic is under siege by enemies both foreign and domestic, but I'm not one to just complain. I supported President Trump in 2016. I stood with him a part of the Stop the Steal movement in 2020. I helped raise awareness against tyranny during the pandemic. On Super Tuesday, I asked that you help me hold the line for liberty right here in Montgomery County. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Cedric Coley, P.O. Box 242-021, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
If you're looking for a new couch, you could cut down on expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Because you know you've had this couch for too long. Sure, you've had good times together, but a ripped up cushion is not a fond memory. It's a sign. Notice how other people have couches with two armrests? Now that's living, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new couch. Please, it's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Immigrant.
We'll be right back.
smoke. I don't have any of my vapes.
Oh my God.
It's me with no nicotine substitute. Anything sneak under the board? This is a crisis. This is a crisis. You are listening live to a junkie going through nicotine withdrawal. And I don't know what to do. I will pay. If you can spare 5 menthol light cigarettes, I will give you $20 if you come by the radio station.
That's a long way.
It's all the cash I have, but it's worth it. This is crazy. How did I do this? I've never, in almost 20 years here, I have never done this to myself before. And my work sack, which I love, it's got all these pockets. And did I hide one in here somewhere? Got it. What do we got here?
You've got pockets on each end.
Yeah, but...
And on the side...
No, that's not going to work. No, there's nothing here. So if you can help, 272-9228, because it's going to be a really long afternoon. And I did this to myself like I do everything else, right? That's because... I'm so devoted, I work so hard concentrating, shut up, on the effort I put into preparing for the show, which clearly, if you've been listening since 3, I have no plan. I have too many things going on. But I did mention that Jerick Williams is going to join us at 3:35, and he's running for Congress, and I have to be a little bit critical here because the website does not tell me what district he's running for, what areas that district, because I don't understand the new map. I'm not sure. I don't even know what district I'm in anymore. Because we had to make sure that it was fair. And so I have no idea. I don't even know what to ask at this point. I'm a little upset about that. Maybe not as upset if I had a cigarette that I could smoke. Did I hide any in the building? Is there maybe there's some upstairs in that file cabinet? In
I
the
need to go look.
I know. I got an idea. Here, she may not be here. What do we have? I hope we have a rescuer. I hope we have an enabler on the phone. Hold on. Who's that?
Eric.
Hey, Greg, man, I just came by there. This is the former known rebel. I just rode down Carmichael, and I heard your plea. I said, damn, I turned around. I'm already on. And you know the worst thing is I said, lo and behold, man, my buddy, man, he's needing a puff, man. He needs to smoke one to calm his nerves down. But I got a question now. Why the hell is all these other networks you got around you in the building, none of them smoke?
You know, when I first came here, I had lots of coworkers who smoked, but nowadays, not so much.
Well, I don't know, cuz. I mean, I wish, man, I'm already on 85, just about down here to 65.
You called to tell me you can't do this? You're making it worse. You're making it worse.
Wait a damn second. I'm the one that stood up in the Blue Iguanas today. Don't talk about my boy now, because I'm barred from up there for life. But I swear, man, I heard you when you was in the playoffs. I heard you going through your bag, and I'm like, damn, this man ain't. Come on now. I know somebody around on Carmichael. Somebody on this air needs to get over there.
Here we got people working on maintenance outside. Maybe one of them.
I'll tell you what, if they got the damn ears on, go look after the man. Man will look after you. I guarantee you.
Well,
go get them,
thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Hi, who's this?
This is John.
Hey, John.
What brand do you smoke?
Menthol Light. Right now, I'd smoke anything. Not fussy. What you got?
I'll stop and buy you some.
Okay, I got a $20 bill. Get, like, Marlboro Menthol Light, something like that. Anything in that ilk.
Okay. You got something to light them with?
Yes, that I do have. Of course I have a lighter. Okay. I just don't have anything to light. I'm ready to set my head on fire.
All right. I'll be there in probably about 5 minutes.
You are the man, and you're getting $20 for this, whether you like it or not.
All right.
Thanks. God, just know, isn't this pathetic what happens to us when we fall under the spell of evil influences? Hi, who am I? Well, I guess they must have heard the happy news and hung up. I gotta tell you, this is not a great way to do business. I'm not proud of this at all. Please don't think I am. I'm not. Now, if I could, I set aside some great stuff, and we have some time with Lara Logan, who was in a hearing this morning in D.C. at Senator Ron Johnson's roundtable discussing federal health agencies and the COVID cartel, and what are they hiding? Oh, my God. We will bow our heads in prayer for a moment and come right back.
Busy around Montgomery, but traffic overall is light to mostly moderate. I-65 and 85 were busy on East Boulevard, East South Boulevard. And we've got a good number of cars on Taylor Road this afternoon. Out at Chantilly, we're a little busy there. No major problems, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, or Montgomery, so buckle up and be safe. We will keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. An explosive device was detonated outside Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall's office on Saturday. Fortunately, no staff or personnel were injured by the explosion. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency has launched an investigation and asked anyone with information to contact authorities. New details have been released regarding the shooting of a Montgomery judge. 36-year-old Kalfani Hardwick stabbed his father, Circuit Judge Johnny Hardwick, multiple times in the neck and face before shooting him in the face at his Vanderbilt Drive home. No word on Judge Hardwick's condition at this time. Auburn University's beloved mascot now has a permanent home on campus. The university unveiled a 6-foot bronze statue of Aubie on Saturday. Aubie made his first live appearance at the SEC basketball tournament in 1979. The 11-time national champion mascot will celebrate his 45th birthday tomorrow on February 28th. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
I'm Alabama's personal injury attorney, Johnny Adams. Alabama's personal injury law firm is the Johnny Adams Law Firm. If you've been injured, call 500-5000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Come and listen to my story about a woman candidate. She was talking civil rights in the Alabama state. She shocked a congregation when she opened up her mouth, and out come an accent from the deep end of the South.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far.
She was playing to the crowd with a silly southern drawl, but she works up in New York and that ain't really south at all. You'll know just where she's speaking when she opens up her throat. She'll master every dialect just to win your vote.
Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
There you go, an instant cure for priapism right there in that voice. Wow. So I'm doing a little research here in advance of our guest. Joining us, Derek Williams. And here's the thing. I am not seeing anything on the district he's running in. I'm sorry. That is... Oh, okay. So let's go back. This has got to be fascinating radio. I'm really sorry. 3:32. That's the one I was just on. Derek Williams continues to gain momentum. Maybe I can find it in a news story. Alabama 6th District. Okay, so show me Alabama 6th District. Oh, man. You know, when you're trying to do something quickly, it doesn't... All right, the 6th Congressional District. And what towns are in here? There's no way that I should have to go through all of this to find out where this man is running for office. In Alabama, the elects around MK composes of the wealthier portions of Birmingham, nearly all of Jefferson County outside of Birmingham, most of Blount County, and the entirety of Bibb, Chilton, Coosa, and Shelby. So... it's not really that local. Okay. Sometimes I don't understand. We'll be right back with that discussion, though, in just a moment.
Mow Like a Pro with Hustler Turf zero-turn mowers. They engineer their mowers to be maintenance and service-friendly for the everyday homeowner while not sacrificing the build and cut quality they're known for. From the heavy-duty frame to the welded steel deck to their trademark smooth track steering, Hustler Turf zero-turn mowers deliver professional-grade cut quality for a perfectly manicured lawn. Why don't you stop by and see Dietzville Ace Hardware? See the Hustler difference for yourself today. Dietzville Ace Hardware on US 31 just north of Prattville, or Google Dietzville Ace Hardware for more information.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fabinnovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Temperatures are running way above normal for February. A little spring preview and also quite breezy well into the evening hours tonight. Clouds increasing, overnight low temperature very mild, low 64. Tomorrow, I think we're up near 80 once again with scattered showers around, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Kind of windy again tomorrow. And then Thursday, much cooler. A big change with a high temperature barely up to about 60 and quite breezy. Risk of more showers from time to time Thursday night in through Friday and into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Words of praise for John who came by with a pack. I'm sorry, that was just like the worst half hour of radio, and I've been doing this for a little while, and I apologize, but now you know what happens. It's a good lesson in what happens when you start a bad habit. That said, we welcome Jerick Wilkins to our phones. Jerick, good afternoon. Candidate for Congress, District 6 in Alabama. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Greg. Good to be on with you.
From what I've studied in the media, you seem to have momentum, and especially with this new layout of our congressional districts. But before we get into that and some of the things you are supporting, some of the policies that you are advocating, tell me your story. How did you come to run for Congress? What were you doing?
Well, I can tell you, a lot of people tell me I'm a little crazy for doing it, but I think that we've got to do something different in Washington. So to give you a little of my background, I've been in the car business for almost 25 years now.
Okay.
I've done mergers and acquisitions for the last five. And in fact, done some deals in the river region, helped Dick Brubaker sold his stores for him in Montgomery last year, sold his one in Prattville almost 5 years ago. So very connected with that area. But I just got tired of what's going on in D.C. We have a congressman out of Birmingham who promised to run five terms and is running a sixth term, and that bothered me. So I actually went and wrote a book on congressional term limits that just got published by Real Clear Politics. And today's interesting because it's actually the 73rd anniversary of the 22nd Amendment, which gives us term limits for the president.
Yeah, we actually discussed that on our morning show here today.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of what is wrong with Washington, the sickness, the wealth creation, you know, and we've seen this. I've been doing this here. I'm almost in the market 20 years, Jerick. And I was a big part of the Tea Party movement from 09 into the early part of this past decade. And I helped get elected several people who swore that they were the rock-solid conservatives that we were told they were going to be. But something happens to people when they get to D.C. At that time, I thought maybe it was John Boehner saying, look, we appreciate all the stuff you told your constituents, but it doesn't work that way here. And term limits is the fastest way to get rid of that sickness.
Well, there's no question. That's why I'm running. And you know, when it comes to term limits, I'm not just going to preach it. I'm going to live it. It's a promise I made my wife, because we're stepping aside from a very successful business. And I told her we wouldn't go for more than 6 years. And so I tell people, I don't have a constitutional amendment that imposes term limits, but I have something almost as powerful, and that's wife-imposed term limits. In 25 years of marriage, you listen to your wife.
I think you are correct on that, sir. So you've watched what's been going on. I have been disappointed. In fact, a regular on this show for many years was Jeff Sessions, who to me epitomized conservatism. And I was thrilled when he got out in front of Donald Trump, primarily because of the immigration issue. He openly said, Trump isn't necessarily my political style, but he's on top of an issue that's very important to him. But then he gets appointed attorney general and then promptly stabs Donald Trump in the back by recusing himself from a case that was totally phony. And I believe he knew that. And I just, it was a devastating personal feeling to have put so much faith in somebody and then have them do that. And what happened next? Because of that, we were subjected to the Russian collusion hoax for 2 or 3 years. And only recently... Go ahead.
No, I was about to agree with you. It's a mess that what we've seen with the weaponization of the Department of Justice. It's been going on for years now, and something's got to change with it.
It does. Now, what are some of the issues that you've talked about in depth that you plan to passionately get behind when you get to Washington?
Well, we've already talked about term limits, which is part of it, but the biggest issue on everyone's mind, and I'm hearing about it every day, and it's one of the things that impacts us daily, is the invasion going on in the southern
Yes.
border. It's got to stop. And there's no doubt that Biden opened up the spigot on day one, revoking the presidential orders from Trump.
Yep.
But we also have to realize we got three branches of government, and Congress needs to be taking action to hold them accountable. And that's what we need. We've got to have people in Congress to actually do something and not just talk idly about it and fly down to the border for a photo op. I mean, goodness, the issue is right here. I just spent time with one of our local sheriffs doing a ride-along, and I can tell you the cartels, the illegal immigration problem is right here in Alabama, and it has got to be fixed.
Thank God we've had a few governors. We were talking about this before you joined us. A few governors, Abbott in Texas, DeSantis, who said, you know, we're constantly getting lectured by these sanctimonious sanctuary cities up north. Let's share the wealth. Let's redistribute the migrants. And that was a brilliant move because I'm loving watching New York City self-immolate. Chicago's a disaster. We have imported people who are of a parasitic nature, who have no respect for our laws, obviously, if they're willing to break it to get in, and property and so forth. And sadly, the impact of that murder of the Georgia student seems to be the first thing that's finally made some people who had their head up their butts aware that real people are getting killed because of this policy. There's blood on Joe Biden's hands. Your reaction to that, please.
There's no doubt about it. It's unacceptable. We have got to take drastic action to address this issue. My hearts and prayers goes out to the families in Georgia, the family in Georgia that's been impacted by this, but there's no reason it should ever happen.
Yes.
And it's time for us to take action. We need to utilize the National Guard across all the southern borders, but we need to take it a step farther. We've got the greatest military in the world, and we need to go ahead and use them and eradicate these cartels because they've got these thugs are trying to destroy our country with the fentanyl and the human trafficking, and it is a disaster, but we keep worrying about what's going on in Ukraine and how many more billions we can send to them instead of worrying about our problems right here at home.
Yeah, it is, you know, the military should be engaged because we are being attacked, basically, and that's what they're there for.
Yeah, it's an invasion right now. I mean, I'm all in favor of immigration. I was just at a naturalization ceremony in Montgomery where 17 people went through the process legally to become U.S. citizens. They're working. They're contributing to society. They took an oath to defend our Constitution. They speak English. And that's great. Our country is made on immigration. But the people coming through the southern border, it's an invasion army. People say, aren't you concerned about Russia? I said, yes, I'm concerned about the 22,000 Russians who've come over the southern border in the last year.
Wow.
I'm concerned about the 32,000 Chinese. And these aren't kids and women. These are fighting age men.
Yes.
I mean, it's a disaster what's going on down there. And Congress wants to just keep talking about doing something. We need men of action, not just idle conversations and ideas.
Tell me where you stand on another metastasizing form in our government, the whole DEI, all the wokeness and everything else that's going on, which I think has damaged our military to some extent, and the process of people being promoted or advanced because the one qualification they have is they're the right color or the right ethnicity or the right sex or their sexual choices, which should have nothing to do with anything.
No, it's a mess. It's an absolute mess. There's the wokeness in our military, and unfortunately, we continue to see members of Congress accepting. I mean, we just had this vote in December with the National Defense Authorization Act, that promotes abortion funding for the military, drag shows in the military, and all this DEI stuff. And then we wonder why we can't recruit people to join the military. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
it's not rocket science.
What was the story the other day? There was a 90-year-old who worked for, was a volunteer.
MS.
For multiple sclerosis. By the way, MS is now spelled with, sclerosis now spelled with a dollar sign, because the CEO of MS makes $500,000 a year. And that has turned a lot of people off. But they let go of a volunteer, not somebody they were paying, a volunteer of 50 years, 60 years, because she didn't know. She had the audacity to ask, what pronouns, what are you talking about? I don't even know what the proper application of pronouns is. I'm a guy. And this kind of bullying, you will accept this agenda, you will goose step to this agenda. They're the Nazis. They're always accusing conservatives of being.
No, it's a disaster. I'll tell you a quick story.
Please.
About that very issue. Is I was up in Huntsville at UAH for our daughter Hannah. She's a sophomore up there, and we went to her freshman orientation. Mm-hmm. And all these students get up there to introduce themselves, and they get up and start with, I'm a he, him, I'm a she, her. Ugh. And then they get up and I'm a they, them. And I hate to tell you, I still don't even know what that means.
I don't either. So join the club, man. I don't know what it means either.
Well, that's why I want to get rid of the Federal Department of Education.
Oh, it has to go.
It's bureaucracy that needs to go. We can use those funds here locally. And I can tell you parents know better how to educate their kids than bureaucrats in Washington. And we just got to do so much to shrink the size of the federal government.
Yeah,
we've got to have business leaders that know how to do that.
Our public schools here are so wretched that homeschooling has exploded in this area. And because parents just, and they, many can't afford private schools. And some of them are actually buying into this garbage, and it's really frightening. And why we send our money to Washington, D.C. to have them launder it back to us with directions on how we're supposed to use those education dollars makes no sense whatsoever. You're right, that whole department should be dissolved.
No, by the time it gets back to the schools, they're getting maybe 15 or 20 cents of our taxpayer dollars back.
Yeah.
And the rest of it is caught up in bureaucracy and in woke agenda that they're trying to do. That's why I said we just need common sense in Washington. That's why I wrote this book on citizen legislators. We're never intended to have career politicians. Supposed to be people that are connected. Believe me, I understand schools. My wife opted to homeschool our daughter, who's doing a great job as a sophomore at UAH, Dean's List every semester.
Awesome.
So, I mean, those are great great points to have, and we've got to support that and support parents.
Jared Wilkins, it's been a pleasure to have you on. We wish you good luck and Godspeed in the election, and we need somebody like you in D.C. I hope that there's good news coming up on Super Tuesday.
Absolutely. March 5th. Everyone get out and vote, please.
Absolutely.
Need everyone's help.
We have, a candidate running for an open judicial spot that's actually one that's being created, who is very much like your story. We're having, concern, conservative, watching what's going on. This was her solution to get involved. And so you have kind of a counterpart here running on the same principles, and I applaud those. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Greg. You guys have a great afternoon.
You too. That, of course, is Jacqueline Tomlinson. And it's hard to believe. It's a week from today.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Morning,
yes. Charlie, how are you?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
Well, I've had a rough start to the show this afternoon, but my listeners are used to me getting hysterical. It's
that's what's entertaining about you.
Newer listeners may be asking,
when did you become such a drama queen?
But those who have been with me from day one knows that it goes back away. So,
hey, man, I was going to tell you, I was listening to you the other day, and you was promoting Tree Masters.
Yes.
And I called the guy, and Kyle Smith came out and gave me we actually had a cedar tree on our property that was over 200 years old.
Oh,
this
man.
Thing is, well, we set up an appointment. The guys came today. They got that cedar tree down. They done just a jam-up job. Bobby Clark came with them.
Oh,
you know,
Sure.
And I really enjoyed him coming with them and me and him talking. And Bobby's
a great guy.
They done a job. I would recommend Three Masters to anybody because what they wound up doing, Greg, when they cut this tree down, and you know the wind today has been pretty gusty.
Yeah.
They had to know what they were doing because I had power lines going in every direction around our home. But the main thing is they got it down. They got all the limbs off of it. They cleaned up everything, and it's just clean as it can be.
I've had Todd Clark out to my house, and he's put together the estimate, and I can't wait for the work to start. I might even actually have a small party out there for people who are interested in watching how they do this. I want to learn. I love watching people do something I have no idea how to do myself. But I'm very glad you picked them as they support what we do here.
Well, that's and I told them, I said, I heard you guys on Greg's show. And I said, I figured if Greg was promoting me, I mean, it was a good thing. But I can tell you the old boy that actually trimmed all the limbs and then cut the trunk down and done all that. He knows his stuff when it comes to trimming a tree.
Sure.
I mean, he really does. But, Greg, I just thought I'd let you know that, buddy.
I'm very grateful you took the time to do that.
Okay. Y'all take care of them.
Thank you. That's how we stay on the air here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Biloxi Gambler, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, same thing. I'll talk about sponsors. You know, I'm a Clark's Club member before you were even in Montgomery. But, I had some equipment I needed to buy, and I called CTE Outdoor Lawns, or I think it's the name, Outdoor Power.
Mm-hmm.
I called them, and I also called Lewis Lawns, and because I'm going to give business to them before I look anywhere else.
Appreciate that.
And did you know that CTE and Lewis Lawns, the same guy that answers them, well, it's not the same guy, but they're both named Chad.
I did not know that, but I know it now. I mean, this
and
is...
They looked for what I needed and called me back, and I was like, which Chad is this? Is this Lewis Long Chad, or is this CTE Chad?
This is a very Chadley station.
Oh, Chad!
As you may know.
But anyway... But, yeah, I always give business to the sponsors or at least check with them before you do anything else.
We appreciate that. We always love to hear from people who do, too.
Yeah, and they're all good. Do straight business, straight
Absolutely.
Up. I might have some Tree Masters business. Anyway, so we'll talk to y'all later.
Thank you. Nice. Okay, this hour is ending a lot better than it started.
Yes.
Thanks to nice people.
Thank you, John.
Yes, my God, I owe you, man. Come to Baumhauer's. In fact, we may have some big Baumhauer's news, but I got to make a couple of texts and phone calls before I say anything for sure. Good news, by the way. Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. There's another group I am extremely grateful to. You may have heard at the beginning of the show, they came to get my car because they know with the two shows a day, it's hard for me to... But that's the kind of folks they are. How can we accommodate you? Customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. Another friend of mine just had some repair work. The works, a whole bunch of things done to the vehicle. And everything possible that could be done to accommodate our listener was done. That's the way they roll. It's all about building relationships. So if the check engine light comes on or your tire starts going boom, 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 you know where to go. Don Duncan. Take it there. And by the way, if it's just a simple leak in a tire, they usually fix that, plug the hole, and send you on your way without charging. But when you need tires, all three Don Duncan locations have major name brand tires, wholesale priced, that always includes installation. High atop Mount Duncan in Millbrook, the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire, also on Facebook. Our caller mentioned Bobby Clark. I wonder if they had time to talk about bowling.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Because Bobby Clark. Clark's, the Olympian standard when it comes to building. 355.
Well, we have a couple of accidents working in the area this afternoon. We had an accident earlier on East Boulevard in front of Zaxby's. We now have a second accident right near that one, so please use caution if you're coming up from Troy Highway to Vaughn Road on East Boulevard. We also had an accident earlier, Union Street in front of the State House downtown. We're hoping they've got that one out of the way. Everywhere else, light to mostly moderate traffic. Buckle up and drive carefully. No problems. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. We'll keep you updated. New Toyotas and Nissans are rolling in at McKinnon Toyota Nissan. Never pay over sticker. You'll be grinning with McKinnon. Exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th, for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Hey, Republicans, did you hear Alabama had to redraw congressional lines? That means you get to vote for a new congressman in the 2nd Congressional District on March 5th. Lucky for us, we have a chance to vote for Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who pledged to only serve 2 terms in the state Senate and then kept his promise to voters?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who believes in liberty, security, and limited government?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who lived and worked and worshipped in Alabama his whole life? The conservative businessman endorsed by veterans for Trump? The Dick Brubaker who knows border security is national security?
That Dick Brubaker.
Hi, I'm Dick Brubaker, and I'm running for Congress. Military and national security is a proud part of the Brubaker family tradition. For the future of our nation, our children and grandchildren, America, we've got to take control of the border situation. Stop illegals, stop fentanyl. I'm Dick Brubaker, liberty, security, and limited government. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Brubaker for Congress.
If you want to save money on your toner, it's easier than your ABCs. Cartridge World's online store, the letter C, worldmontgomery.com. Save money on gas and your toner at Cartridge World's online location. Just go to the letter C, worldmontgomery.com, or call 819-8797.
He just can't be trusted. Despite the invasion at our border, with deadly drugs and dangerous criminals pouring in, Barry Moore voted with every single Democrat in Congress against finishing Trump's wall. With Barry Moore's vote, the liberals blocked the bill to secure our border and stop the invasion of illegals. Defunding Trump's border wall, Barry Moore betrayed conservatives. Turns out, Barry Moore didn't even want to start Trump's wall and bragged that he would have voted against it. Then, Moore was the only Alabama Republican to vote no on forcing Biden to finish Trump's wall. Donald Trump needs someone to help him, and so do we. But Barry Moore simply cannot be trusted. Deceiving conservatives again, Barry Moore betrayed Trump and Alabama. Conservatives for American Excellence, Inc. paid for and is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. ConservativesForAmericanExcellence.com.
This is not headline news. Today is National Pokemon Day. If you don't know, Pokemon is Japanese for get a life, dude, you're 43 years old. Research shows men with six-pack abs are at a greater risk for heart disease. Well, let me offer a radio high five to all of you other healthy guys with beer guts. Walmart is offering mammograms at special locations. However, women should be careful to look for the official signs and not fall for the guy in the parking lot wearing a homemade t-shirt that says Official Breast Inspector. And researchers have taught a robot dog to open a door with its leg, which means the next thing robot dogs will enter is your nightmares. This is not headline news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The polls are open in Michigan as voters cast ballots in their respective presidential primaries today. French President Macron says sending Western troops on the ground in Ukraine is not ruled out in the future after the issue was debated at a gathering.